how many people still practice the traditional burial, you know, sort of the 2-day process of the open viewing, and then, you know, everybody gets together and goes through one night, and then there's, and then people write remembrances and stuff, and then the next day there's the funeral, and then everybody goes out to the cemetery. What, how often is that still practiced? Any idea?
It does vary. Where I was in Manitoba, over 50% of all the families that we dealt with were asking for cremation as the method of disposition. So that puts traditional earth burial into the minority. That's true in a lot of urban centers in Canada and the United States. It's even higher on the West Coast. In Vancouver, it's over 60%. On Vancouver Island, it was over 90% of all families dealing with death were choosing cremation. And I think that's a combination of cultural norms, it's a very high Asian population, and also space. There's just simply not the cemetery land available in Vancouver Island. California is a high cremation zone, as are the Sunshine Belt states, Arizona, Florida, where a lot of seniors live. What happens there is people have retired away from home. So what they want when they die is to be cremated and have their ashes sent home by mail or courier. So they may live in Arizona, or they may live in Fort Myers, Florida, and die there, but home is still in Wisconsin or right. North Dakota or something.
Right.
So you've got that Sunshine Belt where you've got a that is where the, especially the corporate funeral homes have set up shop, because it's a high you know, there's a lot of seniors that live there.
Sure.
And then in the southern U.S. You've still got a lot of traditional, you know, cremation is relatively low. In Atlantic Canada, it's relatively low. So you can kind of map it out and look at the cultural differences and see where tradition still sticks and where cremation is simply taking off.
So these cremations, they're growing in popularity. We see some countries in Europe, for example, and I think this is very interesting, where a body is only put into the ground on a lease basis now, because of the space that is like 15-year lease on a grave.
Yeah, this is. I mean, look, this is a kind of a difference of opinion between Europe and America, North America, on what to do with a body and what counts as permanence. Because in Europe, where land is at a premium. When you buy a grave, you're buying it. You're leasing it for about 15 years. So after 15 years, your family would have the option of rebuying the space, or else the body or the remains by this point will be no different than what you get in a cremation after 15 years. Be just the bones to be disinterred and then placed in a communal columbarium or a charnel house or a scattering garden, you know, and the land would be reused for another grave. You know, it's an interesting approach. First, it says that nothing is permanent, and this idea that the grave that you buy will be there forever and ever and ever is, at this point, a very American idea, and one which is giving cemeteries a certain amount of problem. You know, they're dealing with the fact that most people will attend to a grave of a loved one for the first 2 or 2.5 years after someone dies, and then never again. And so you've got all this cemetery property where nobody goes anymore. And this, unfortunately, has tempted some cemetery owners to resell property when the law states very clearly they're not supposed to do that.
Right.
You've got cases where bodies, where right. remains are disinterred and graves are resold. And when somebody does that in the States or in Canada, they're going to jail for that. Whereas in Europe, that's the normal practice.
It's totally, and understandable in one sense, but at the same time, it reflects our kind of our changing values on that. They didn't used to do that. Or at least now that I think about it. It kind of depends what country you're in Europe may have done that at one time. But in the future of our North American burial practices, where do you see it going based on your experiences as an undertaker in training?
It's hard to overstate the impact of cremation. It's just rising and rising. It's the equivalent of the Industrial Revolution or the invention of the steam engine. It is socially acceptable, and in some cases acceptable. The Catholic Church lifted its ban on cremation way back in Vatican II, and just recently, in the last 2 years, has told. The flock that if they want to scatter cremated remains, they can go ahead and do so, and it won't counter their faith, which is quite a development, because the church has always said they prefer cremation or otherwise for the body to stay together in a cemetery.
I maintain that I think there have been more people now whose ashes have been dropped at Wrigley Field in Chicago than at the memorial of the beach in Normandy. I mean, I swear there's just people I know more. I just got an email from somebody tonight who said that she was going to be taking her ashes back to her mother, wanted to be buried at Wrigley Field. And they don't like to show that on television. And they often will pan away for it. And the guards, if they catch you doing it, will arrest you. But lots of people sort of surreptitiously bring their ashes to different places. And I now have a name for it, thanks to your book, and that's wildcatting, right?
Scattering, yeah. I didn't invent that. Stephen Prothero coined it for a book on cremation called Purified by Fire. But it's also an industry term, wildcat scattering. So you see people taking their ashes to Wrigley Field or other places which have meaning for the person who died. It happens in Disneyland. You know, somebody will board the Pirates of the Caribbean ride and scatter cremated remains halfway through the ride. Disney denies this. They just say it simply doesn't happen. Certainly there's been a fair share of reporting, interviewing, so-called cast members or the kids who work the rides,
right,
that this goes on all the time. Choosing a spot that has meaning and permanence in the same way a grave might. It's certainly open to discussion whether you want to be scattering yourself on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride and they have to stop the ride and send in the janitorial staff to vacuum you up with a HEPA filter and dispose of you in the garbage, which is what inevitably happens. Doesn't offer a whole lot of permanence. Also is a question of whether you want to impose your cremated remains on your fellow Disneyland goers, whether that's the proper thing to do. A little bit of discretion and magic and sobriety is sometimes preferred to scattering your ashes so that other people are breathing it in and sneezing.
You talk
about this idea of permanence. There's plenty of people scattered at Yankee Stadium because they figured, well, Yankee Stadium's always going to be there. Wouldn't that be nice to be there
right
forever?
And
oh, it's not.